Confrontation is the perception that we give it. But do we live like that? Should we live like that? Today I'm talking to you about a situation that happened recently. And it all has to do with confrontation and perception. Excited to talk. Tune in.
Are you ready to think big and act bold? Then you are in the right place. This is Innovative Entrepreneurs, a podcast that will bring you the stories, insights, and tips from some of the most successful and innovative entrepreneurs in the world. I am your host, Erica Bailey, and I am here to help you start, scale, and sustain your own entrepreneurial journey. Let's get started.
I want to start by thanking you. You know, if you are listening to this, it is my honor, and I do hope that I bring you value along with the wonderful people that I get to talk to on a consistent basis. So thank you. Thank you for showing your interest. Thank you for learning. Thank you for supporting me and those I bring on here. And thank you for giving yourself the opportunity for growth. So that being said, I had a challenging day today. It was difficult and I learned a lot today. So my goal is to discuss navigating difficult decisions in business, you know, making the challenges of making these tough decisions, you know, as a business owner. And specifically today, I'm going to talk about the experience of ending a client relationship. So the background of the situation is the original conversations were amazing. I truly believed that we could bring amazing value. I seem to use that word a lot, huh? We could bring tremendous value to this person. And at first, it seemed like everything was going to work out. And then within a week, there was some contention and negativity on their end. And then, of course, I, you know, had my own contentions and negativities, which I should have taken out of the equation. But the conversation ended in such a conflict, although it was very professional, and ended in such a conflict that, you know, my team asked for us to end the agreement. They were not comfortable with servicing this client. We did not see eye to eye in regards to processes. And, you know, sometimes you walk people through your onboarding process and it doesn't click. But I know that in the beginning, I made a mistake in regards to, I think, going too fast, because I understood that, you know, it was important to get moving on this fast. I didn't necessarily hear what this person was saying. We went in a direction that was not his intention. However, what I heard, read, saw was something different. So definitely, you know, tone and body language and everything can't be read in an email, but it was a challenge. You know, I took responsibility for that, for the misunderstanding. And that initial conversation was very tense. And I felt like I was being attacked. But was I? Was I being attacked, or was I putting emotion into the conversation? And we just talked about this on another podcast recently. And was I actually listening, or was I defending myself? Originally, I thought that, yeah, I was defending myself and I had every right and rhyme and reason to feel the way that I did and to support my team, which I would do any day of the week. If my team said I'm uncomfortable, you know, I will not put them in that position. So I do. I take responsibility for my contribution in the initial misunderstanding, which put a bad taste in his mouth. And I get it. I totally get it. But I'm struggling with taking responsibility for the rest, because from that moment, there was contention. And, you know, what I was told today is that confrontation is the perception I am giving it. So was there really confrontation, or was I perceiving it as that? I mean, by the way, I followed what my team wanted and respectfully decided to, you know, sever the relationship, which sucks because I really respect the guy. And I want the same in return. I wanted to do an awesome job. So I got really upset. Like, I cried afterwards. But the energy was just, it just was, yeah. And I don't want anybody to have to work with me if they feel, yeah, you know, or vice versa. So, you know, I understand that it is the perception I am giving it. And the perception was that it was confrontation, that the language and the tone and the body language and everything, I could have just taken it as though he's trying to communicate. So taking the emotion out of the equation would have definitely helped the conversation. I still back my decision. You know, I still back my decision, but I wonder if I had done something different or said something different, would that have changed this initial distance or hardship or challenge? You know, would it have changed that? So it's hard. It really is. When there is such negativity, I'm happy to take it, right? This is my business. It is my marketing agency. And ultimately, the buck lands with me. And I am more than happy to take that on. And I mean, that is where it lands. So I'll take the negativity. I'll take the pissed off clients, which don't normally have to deal with. So I really did struggle in this conversation, but I had to prioritize my team's well-being. And they were now the, I guess, punching bags. And I can't let them be that. I do let them speak up for themselves, you know, professionally and respectfully in their calls. But you know, when they're treated with disrespect and disdain, why? You know, why put them in that position? It doesn't matter if us, if it's, you know, a corporate business, if it's, you know, mom and pop shop, if there is a negative feeling, a feeling of fear of inadequacies due to the communication, I can't put that on my team. You know, I just don't feel that that's right. If you disagree, I'd love to know why. So please share with me. I do like to communicate as much as I like talking to you. The decision was made through my team, and it was a hard decision, but we had to make that difficult choice, right? And choices, I mean, they can be hard. Having to, you know, having to lay off a team or having to break ties with a client, like these are difficult choices, difficult decisions. I feel like I got punched. But again, you have to make those difficult decisions, even if it could have a negative impact, you know, especially on your bottom line. To me, it's more important if they're having a negative impact on my team. And I guess the hard part was is that I do have a lot of respect for this person. I know that they have an offering that can bring value to people. And I will continue to show that respect in groups and make sure that I, you know, lift him up. I wish we could have done something to make him feel the same. But sometimes you just can't. Sometimes people just can't work together. Business relationships sometimes don't work. That doesn't mean you have to end a personal relationship or sweep somebody under the rug or show anger or disdain, man. It's better to have a relationship where both of you feel respected and more of like a personal relationship, but professional, I guess. It's better to end a relationship than to continue where no party benefits. And it's important that you try to maintain a sense of respect and kindness and appreciation, especially for those who, you know, tried and chose you. So again, it's better to maintain the respect of somebody than to create havoc or confrontation. But again, was there a real confrontation? Or was I just perceiving that there was? How do you deal with confrontation in your business? How do you see confrontation, whether it's with clients or employees, or how do you deal with that confrontation? I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you can approach confrontation and take out the emotion and avoid that anger or dismissal. And again, focusing on that kindness and respect, because I do want to hear your thoughts. I do want to understand how you feel you can help me grow. I don't have all the answers. You know, I do this because not only do I want others to learn, but because I need to learn. I need to continuously learn. So when you comment and share and give me your advice, it does. It improves me. And then I hope I'm able to do the same in return. So again, give me your feedback. I mean, have you had a difficult situation? How did you get through it? Again, thank you. You know, share your thoughts on social media, wherever you're listening to this. And thank you. I hope you got value from this today. And I'm signing off. I look forward to future conversations.
Wow, what a great episode. I hope you had as much fun as I did. If you want more of this goodness, make sure you subscribe so that you get notifications for future podcasts. And if you found value from this, please share it with others. You can visit our website at cwgdigital.com. This is Erica Bailey. I am your host, and I will see you next time.
This episode is brought to you by CWG Marketing and Design Studio, a full-service advertising, marketing, and web design agency that specializes in bringing you big results. Visit us at cwgdigital.com for your marketing needs.